La 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 Just now, to that first niggun, it sometimes takes months and months. You don't even taste like you taste that first niggun. Wow. It's an edus on the chevra which is gathered here right now to be zeichet to taste such a chaim in that niggun. Very, very, very lucky to be here. So because of that niggin and because of the second niggin, I'm calling an audible on the Divrei Torah I prepared. I say something completely different. And maybe afterwards we'll sing a little bit more, we'll share a second Torah. Maybe we'll make the first Torah into the second Torah. Now the Torah tells us, "Bacharta b'chaim." That's what we read in these parashas, that Hashem wants us to choose chaim. Like Rashi says, that Hashem is like a good friend. That although He puts in front of us, "Es ha-chaim, es ha-moves, es ha-toiv, es ha-ra, es ha-brocha, es ha-kola," Hashem takes His hand and He says, "This is what you need to take." And we need that because it's very unclear. We live in a world of confusion. Not just to be mavchen, being toiv v'ra, but just stam direction in life. This parnasa, that parnasa, maybe this girl, maybe that girl. So many different drachim in life. It's hard to find the derech Yitzchayim. But Hashem tells us, at this time of year, where the word Chaim is used everywhere we go, the charge is Ubachart Ubachayim. We don't exactly know what that Chaim is. And the reason why we're charged with the Inyan of Ubachart Ubachayim is because Rosh Hashanah is the day that man is created. The creation of man means that he has a Bechira. That's what it means to be nivchar. To be nivchar, to be chosen, means that you have a bechira. This is what separates Adam from all other creations. And Hashem says to Adam on the day he's created, the bechart v'chaim, make a good choice. But that translated into, in that time and world, was to make sure that you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, don't eat from the Eitz HaDas Tzavera. And of course, through the Hishtashlus of the Doris, or the many Gilgulim, different phases of the world, that charge is still the same. Ubacharta b'chaim, just in a different form. We're not in Gan Eden, it's not about trees. We don't see the Nachash. But there's still Nachashim, and there's still trees. And there's still an Adam in this world, and that's us, Aten Kriyim Adam. Nothing has changed. Ani Hashem lo shani si, Ubacharta b'chaim. That's what we're here for. But Chaim is a mystery. The Zohar calls it the Ruaz of the Chaim, the secret of Chaim. If you take a look at the Tfilas, I should say perhaps first the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Sifri Chaim and Sifri Mason are psuchim. That the books of Chaim and the books of Mavis are open. It doesn't say the Sefer Chaim is open. It says the Sifri Chaim are open. The Lashon Rabbi. Sifri Chaim means that there are many books of Chaim. Many books of Chaim. Like we say in Davening. We say, B'Sifri Chaim, Racha, B'Shalom, Ufanasa Taiva. Lots of books of Chaim. If you don't believe me on that, what do you do on Rosh Chodesh? Every Rosh Chodesh benching. And then we start to say, there's a Chaim Shel Toivah, there's a Chaim Shel Bracha, Chaim Shel Parnasa, Chaim Shel Chilat Atzamos. Many different types of Chaim. And those books of Chaim are open on Rosh Hashanah. Sifri Chaim. And what a Bacharta B'chaim means is that a person has to choose for himself not just Chaim over Mavis, and not just Chaim over Bracha, and even Chaim over Toiva, but he has to know which Sefer Shel Chaim he wants to write his name. V'yad kol adam nechtam boy. Every single person writes for himself which book of Chaim he wants to be put in. Bizuan Achaim Shal Shalom, Bizuan Achaim Shal Bracha, Bizuan Achaim Shal Parnasa. Every single person, first he needs to know that his mission is Uvacharta B'chaim. If he doesn't have a will to live, then he's not a mensch. And unfortunately, many people go through life like that they're just going through life like a ping pong ball. Just whatever way, that's how I go. But there's not a bechira. Many people become null and become dull. They become dull from life because they don't want to experience the emotions of life, whatever the reasons may be that they choose not to choose. Not in itself is a choice, but that takes away his otherness. But he's given the gift of Bechira. Halavai, we should squander such a gift. But every Jew needs to come on Rosh Hashanah, and we're still holding in Rosh Hashanah right now. And he has to say, this year, the first thing I need to do is I need to be in the Parsha of Bechira. I'm choosing a Chaim for myself. And then the question becomes, which Chaim am I choosing for myself? With all the books of the Sifri Chaim in front of me, the Raz of the Chaim is in front of me, truly in front of me, which Sefer Shel Chaim am I going to inscribe my name? And just as it was not clear in front of Adam on that day on Rosh Hashanah, the very first Rosh Hashanah, that of all the trees which you could eat from, it wasn't clear exactly which was the Eitz HaChaim, the true Eitz HaChaim. It's not clear to us on Rosh Hashanah which is the real Chaim. That's the secret of Bakesel L'Yom Chagenu. Bakesel L'Yom Chagenu means there's a concealment on the joy of the day. But there's a covering. But the real Chaim is not clear. That on every Rosh Chodesh benching, that we're able to at least enumerate what they are. There's a Chaim Shal Taiva, there's a Chaim Shal Bracha, like we explained. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Bakesedi and Chaginu means we don't bench Rosh Chodesh benching on Rosh Hashanah. There's a fog. There's an unclarity, there's a lack of clarity, there's uncertainty, there's sveikus, which is like Bakesel L'Yom Chagenu is Gematria Sofik. That the secret of Chaim, that the clarity of Chaim is hidden from us. So what's the Eitzah? How is it that a person is able to navigate through Rosh Hashanah? Or halavai, he's not able to be zeich in Rosh Hashanah, to be nechtav in the Sifan Shal Tzadikim, that by the time it comes to Yom Kippurim, he'll know exactly where to sign his name. Teretz is that Chazal, with their insights and their understanding, the whole Seder HaTfilah itself is the choice. Whether we recognize it or not, we're davening and making a Bechir B'chai. Because Tfilah is about the life which we live. It's very easy to know a person. It's very easy to know a person. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Mishlei, Ish kefi mahalalo. Ish kefi mahalalo means you can understand the person according to what he's mahalo mishabeach. The person praises basketball player. It means that that's chashuv to him. He praises a politician. That means that it's important to him. He praises a tzaddik. That means that he shows a chashivas by him. And a person has an opportunity to daven, ish kefi mahalalo. Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, according to how a person davens, you can understand who he is. Not just how he davens, but what he davens for. When you're in Shmona Esrei, what are the brachas which you focus on? What are the brachas which we don't focus on? How important to us is the bracha as Yerushalayim Ircha? How important to us is the bracha of Rifayinu? Where am I holding? Yishkefi mahalalo. Where is my chayim? Tefillah lekel chayoy, David HaMelech says. It's nicker in a person's tefillah what his chayim is. Although on Rosh Hashanah today that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding Bane Chaim Zayne Mi Yechia Mi Yomos Mi Bekitzai Mi Le Bekitzai, if not for the Nisana Tekif, there wouldn't be not a single mention of anything regarding ourselves. In fact, by the Sfarad Shas, from what I understand, there is no Nisana Tekif. It's just a day from beginning to end of pure Bakasha on Gilei it's based on the Zohar Kaddish, why they were masaking it that way. Because in Rosh Hashanah, the day that the Adam is created, and it's the day of Vacharta B'chaim, when he chooses to be mispalul on Rosh Hashanah, for Hashem's life, kivyachol, for the Chai HaMelech, it's testimony and it gives the eidus to where his true metzius is. And the shofar brings that out. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, it reveals the depths of a person, like Isaiah says, ma d'nafach midilei nafach, that Hashem blows into a person from his kishkas, and it brings out oimek of who the person is. And from the fact that a Jew doesn't go around after davening and say, what is this seder hatfilah? If it was up to me, I would have made it totally different. Who says such things? Nobody says such things on Rosh Hashanah. It's testimony to us, to Kfayt and Shal Yisrael, that this is what we want to be misfollowed on. The Simlich Ata Hashem Alavadech Al Kol Ma'atech. Avachein Tein Kavar Le'amech. Avachein Tzadikim Yiru. When we daven in, it's geshmak. When we feel that it's right, it shows us where we're holding. It shows us who we really are, that even though throughout the whole year we may have distractions, and we may not even realize what the Zohar Kodesh says, that even all the tefillahs throughout the Yom HaSachol, throughout the whole year, are really just tefillahs for Hashem Yisbarach. All the refainos are for Hashem. Even if we're not holding on such a madriga, that there's a concealment throughout the rest of the year. On Rosh Hashanah, it emerges the true essence of who a Yid is, what his real chayim is. And he's inscribing himself in the Book of Life, that he lives by the Chai HaMelech. And then although there are many books in front of him, and there's a Chaim Shal Shalom over here, there's a Chaim Shal Tov over here on this Rosh Chodesh, the Seder HaTfilah, he's writing his name in the Sifran, Sifra Chaim Shal Tzadik, in the Raz of the Chaim, in the secret of Chaim, whether he recognizes that or not. You know how you really know that? That although in the beginning of davening, we were holding at a place and there were many different svarim in front of us, all the Sefer Chaim were psuchim, and he didn't know which direction to take. But Chazal grabbed his hand and we were schlepping him along to the Seder HaTfilah, and he was making a choice, and each letter which he said in davening, he was writing another letter in that name, of his name in that book in the Sefer Shel Chaim Sefer Tzadikim. It's by the end of davening, that after everything is said and done, all the shofars are blown, and the Shliach Tzibur is finishing Musaf, and he's coming to the climax of davening, HaMavarech HaSa'am HaYisrael VaShalayim. What do you say over there? What do you say over there? You pull out a pasuk out of Mamash left field. V'nemar V'atem Hadvekim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayah. That's how you finish Rosh Hashanah davening Musaf. Because what you're saying is that I didn't know in the beginning which way I was going. I didn't know where I was going to write my name. But now that I see how beautiful this is, that this is essentially who I am, that a Chazal, they were carrying me through the Seder HaTfilah, and I was mespalel, tefillah lekel chayoy, for the Chai HaMelech. You come and you say, v'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, that's called Chayim. Chayim kulchem hayoy. Zayar says, anytime it says Hayoyim, Dar Rosh Hashanah. Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. You're all Chayim in Rosh Hashanah. every single Jew, he's moed ala emes, that that's who he is. And that takes place on that hayoim, the day of the year, the first day of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. You see the same thing from the Torah itself. Now Hashem gave us a Torah, and it starts with Bereishis Bara Elokim, and it goes through the whole Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And then Hashem takes us to the Dor HaFlagon, the Dor HaMabul, and the stories of the Avos HaKadoshim, and then to Mitzrayim, and then out of Mitzrayim, into the Mishkan, into the Korbanos, to all the Chataim and Bamidbar. And you're asking yourself, what type of a Torah is this? What is this Torah all about? Is this a storybook? Is this a history lesson? What's going on over here? What is the purpose of this Torah? That I should be fluent in Jewish history? There are many people who think that way. It's very easy to be duped by the Torah itself. What exactly the Torah is. Until you come to Sefer Dvarim, and Moshe wants to set everything straight, wants to set everything straight on what this Torah is all about. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say repeatedly in Sefer Dvarim? He talks about Avas Hashem, talks about Yiras Hashem, the Ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha, Shoyal Meimach, Kim L'Yira. This whole Torah is just about Yerushalayim. And it's in Sefer Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Atim Advekim Hashem Elokechim Chayim Kocham Ayoim. That nothing was clear until Sefer Dvarim what this Torah is all about. It's only at the end of the Torah is given that Moshe Rabbeinu is making like a Chazarah Shir. And during the Shir, you don't exactly know what's going on. What's the point of the Chazarah Shir? You know everything that was said in the Shir. The point of the Chazarah Shir is to be able to be masada everything and to see what was an Iker, what was a Tafel, what was the Chiddush, what was not a Chiddush. What do I really need to remember and what can I leave out? What belongs to this Sugya? What's really part of a different Sugya? That's what you need a Chazarah Shir for. To be Mevarer, Chaim in a Chaim. Everything in the Shir is Chaim. But you don't know what was the crux of the Shir. What was the Chaim Shel Chaim of the Shir? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to say everything in this Torah is very good. This whole Torah is a Torah's Chaim. If you want to know what the Chaim Shel Chaim is of this Torah, Atim Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Kamayim. Yerushalayim. Like Shlomo Melech said, Yiras Hashem L'Chaim. Yiras Hashem itself is Chaim. This is what the Torah is all about. And he has Rishus, moments before he dies, to be Megala, these secrets of Torah, the purpose of Torah. It would be such a confusion. It's already a confusion. But if not for the fact that he gave us a Sefer Dvarim, we would have no clue. This is Masbir, another Inyan, by the way. Why it is by Hakel. The Hakel, we just read about it in this week's Parsha. That the Melech has to read Kol HaTorah Kula. But what's Kol HaTorah Kula? See Chazal? Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim. So tell it. This is Kol HaTorah Kula? But the Teretz is yes, this is Kol HaTorah Kula. Mishneh Torah is Kol HaTorah Kula. All the four Svarim were just to bring us to Sefer Dvarim. We should know exactly what is the purpose of everything. The purpose of everything is to live a life. Atam Advekim Hashem Alekechem Chayim Kulchem Hayayim. It's not clear, Rabbi Yisrael. It's mamish not clear. It's only when we come to Rosh Hashanah does it become clear. It was only when Moshe Rabbeinu came to his Yom HaDin, his own personal Rosh Hashanah, did it become clear. And every Monday and Thursday, Rabbi Yisrael, we want it to become clear. V'sigolev, v'sireh, says the Gabbai. And what does he say at the end? V'atem hadveikim Hashem avakeichem chayim kol chamayim. Make no mistake about it. You're going to read Vayelech, you're going to read Hazino, you're going to read Shlach, you're going to read about Korach, you're going to read about the mistakes of the Jewish people. But before you read any Kriyas HaTorah, you have to say, Atem Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kol Chamayim. This is what it's all about. And you know what you gain from that? That although all the Sifrei Shel Tzadikim and all the Sifrei Chaim were psuchim in front of us, and a person had to make a choice between a Chaim Shel Shalom and a Chaim Shel Bracha and a Chaim Shel Taiva, when a Jew goes through the whole Seder HaTfilah, and he dedicates his life to Hashem as well, at the end of the day, when he writes his name in the Shoyrish, in that Sefer HaChaim, which is the Yesod V'Shorish of all the Chaims, he's Zecher to all the Chaims. Because if he writes his name in the Sefer Chaim Shel Shalom, then he's giving up on Sefer Chaim Shel Bracha. He's going to have a life of Shalom this year, but he's not going to have a life of Bracha. And if he writes his name in the Sefer Chaim Shel Parnasa, he may not have Shalom this year, Shalom Bayis problems. But there's a Sefer Chaim, which is Koilo, all the Sefer Chaim. And that's the Sefer Chaim of Atem Aleichem, Hashem Alekeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. That's why it's called Chaim Kulchem. Chaim Kulchem doesn't just mean all of you, it means Chaim Kulchem, all the Chaims. V'atem advegim Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem. You get all the Chaims all at once. What a gewaltig master plan. How deep the Chazal is, the Seder HaTfilah is exactly how it should be, that we should be maviach everything in this world and in the next world. Everything in the next world, in this world. And we say this, whether we recognize it or not, we make a request on this. We say, Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chafetz b'chaim, v'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, v'man chelokim chaim. Understand this the following way. Zachreinu l'chaim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we want chaim this year. Melech chafetz b'chaim. And we know that you want a special chaim for us. That there's a chaim which you want that we should have. V'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, when you write us in the sefer ha'chaim, you know which one we want? L'mancha elekim chaim. A chaim which is called L'mancha elekim. And that's the pasuk which we say before Shemona Esrei. Because the Chazal are about to lead us down a road of Shemona Esrei, which is one paragraph after the next called L'mancha elekim chaim. V'sim l'cha ato Hashem l'vadecha. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. V'yeda kol pol ki ato fi alto v'yavin kol yitzur ki ato yitzar ato v'yoyimer kol ashe neshama v'yapa Hashem elu k'yiso amalach makhiz nekash. We ask Hashem for that direction, whether we recognize it or not. The Zachreinu is our Pesach into that world of that k'siva in the Sifre, in the Sefer Chaim Shal Tzadikim, which is a Chaim Kulchem, which is Kuil of all the Chaim. In Chaim's Nikar and Shira, they say, Ashiru l'Hashem b'chayai. You can see then how a Jew sings, and the way that he sings where his Chaim really is. Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz is a Tchias Amesen. Tchias Amesen is a Shaykh is a Shira. And it's gewaltig to be able to sit here with this Chaver, to be able to be margish, the Chaim and the Shira which we're singing, mamish, so sweet, so sweet. Mamish sweet, it's mamish is chus to be here. Shabbat should help us. And in the same way that we have the shtikal atam and the shana, what it means, that chayim, that secret of chayim, which the shayfer brings out, what the tefillahs bring out, and the kudah, the hat, and the dekem, and the shemalakecha, which has been described in the sifan shal tzadikim, that as we walk down this derech of aseres to mechuba to makipurim, which is the day where we're mamish margish, the atam and dekem, it should be a chayim, of Zvekas for the entire year, which is called all that Chayim, the Atam, Advekim, Hashem, Alakecha, and Chayim, Kulchem, Hayoim, the Chol, Yoim, Vayoim, that to be Zeicha, to be Toim from the Tam, Chayim, the Eza, Chayim, the Eza, Chayim, the Eza, Chayim, the Eza,
Na 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 Yeah. I think we're done.
else to say. I'm afraid. I should put into words now something. Why do you think the Shofar has no words? It's not worth it. No, am I right? It's not worth it. Okay, nobody's going anywhere, it doesn't look like, so I have no choice. Kids. The tzaddik, the ben yanin, the rasha. And we know the Gemara tells us that in Rosh Hashanah already all the tzaddikim are nechtavim and nechtamim l'chaim. Seemingly these days are days for the ben yanin. We have to assume we're ben yanin. What's the sinyan of the ben yanin? Who is the ben yanin? The very strict definition of halacha, the binyani is somebody who has mechza veros, mechza mitzvos, pnimius. We've mentioned before that the inyan of chodesh Elul, the Arizal tells us, comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya, hanoisein bayom darach. Hashem makes pathways through the sea. And we mentioned that the Ari has kavanas on this, shema saktation. And so they can have drushes to explain, api chasidus and api pnimius, what the message is of hanaisim bayam darech. Try to explain a little bit how this pertains to the Avodas Hazman, and Befrat, why it is that on Yom Kippurim we read Sefer Yoina. Very obscure. Probably nobody picks up Sefer Yoina the whole year except for Yom Kippur. But it's telling us something extremely important about Yom Kippur, about Tshuva, and about who we are. So let's first understand what Hanaisim Bayam Derech is. That Hashem makes a path through the sea. The sea is a very tumultuous, crazy, hidden world. And Hashem makes a Kriyas Yam Suf. What that means is that when Bnei Yisrael came to the Yam, and the Malachim said, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. What's the difference between the Yidin and the Mitzrim? Everybody's Avodah Zarah next. Hashem had an Eitzah to split the sea. Every single Jew crossed the sea. That means that he's a tzaddik. That for a tzaddik, a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a derech through the Yam. And all the Ketrugim against Bnei Yisrael at that time, and as it is in Rosh Hashanah, all the Malachim who come with their accusations, which were created from Averis Befrat, and they say, what's with this Yid? What's with the Yidin? Hashem has a way through the Tekiya Shofar, which is the Ruach Kadim Aza, which split the Yam Suf, to ensure that all the Tzaddikim able to cross B'Shalom, and all the Ketrugim, part of the Chol Chelai, they all drown in the sea. That's why we read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Medrash tells us, Vayevaka Atzei Oila. That this idea that Avraham Avinu, that he chopped the wood for the Akedah, and the S'chus of Vayevaka, that Avraham chopped the wood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bekei Ayom Lifnei Moshe. So we read that. We read that in Rosh Hashanah. Vayevaka Atzei Oila. And in the schos of that, Hanoisim b'yom derech, that all the tzaddikim b'Yisrael should be able to be over as hayam, simcha b'shalom. This is all very good for the tzaddikim amongst us. And then there's the Beinoni. Sefer Yonah is the story of the Beinoni. Because there's two ways to cross the Yam. You can cross the Yam like a Kriyas Yamsuf if you're a tzaddik. And if not, you have to take a boat. And here Yonah is charged to go to Nineveh to deliver a message of tshuva to Melech Nineveh. And he runs, he's Kaivish Nesnevuasei, Chazal say. And he finds himself on this ship, trying to escape from Hashem Yisbarach, Kiv Yachol. And he's on this boat, the Aniya of Ba'a Tarshish, the boat which is going to Tarshish. Already here we have a remez to Elul and to Tishrei. Because Aniya is Gematria Elul. Ba'a, which is going to Tarshish, is Osios Tishrei. Elul, which is going into Tishrei. That's Hanoisim B'Yom Derech. And this boat, of all the names which boats have in Lashon HaKodesh, is called an Aniya. The word Aniya implies in Pnimius, the Ani, who I am. But the Beinoni, unlike the Tzaddik, is not willing, he's not ready to give over himself to Hashem Yisbarach. And he's holding by that Ani, he's holding by that place. Albeit not like the Rasha, he's called Kulu Ani. But he's called the Beinoni, like Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, Anoichi Oimed bin Hashem u'beinechem. The Princess Karatzi says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what the problem is here? That I am standing in between you and Hashem Yisbarach. And Bnei Yisrael struggled with this in the Midbar tremendously. How to understand and to define who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Is he a sorcerer? Is the Mata Elohim doing all these wonders? Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu imayim? Moshe posed a problem to Bnei Yisrael, although he was their leader and he did everything for them. It was in his chos that they had the man, that they had everything. But there was something which Moshe Rabbeinu posed as a challenge to Bnei Yisrael, from which the Medrash says, that we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, because if we know where he was buried, we may go daven there and make him into an Avodah Zarah. We've heard of that before, Yashka, turning people into Avodah Zarahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Ish HaElokim. He's the man of God. There's an Elokus Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu. And they struggled with that in the Midbar. Hidibru Basham u'babach. They put, at times, Moshe Rabbeinu the same sentence as Hashem Yisbarach. Like the Malachim who wanted to sing Shira to Adam HaRishon when he was created. It was hard to differentiate between Hashem Yisbarach and his creation. And Hashem did that with Kavanah, of course, because he wanted to give to his creation everything which he could. The Pachas of the Velt is Lehevit. But with that aside, Anoichi Oimed Bein Hashem U'Beinechem. This is the Beinoni. That Anoichi, that this Ani which he has, that there's something which is Bein Hashem U'Beinechem. Says with Pinchas Karzi. This is Taichin Abeinani. That he's like on this side of the fence and this side of the fence. There's something in between him and Hashem Yisbarach. That's his Anoichi. That's his Aniya. The I. So a person who's a tzaddik, he can cross the Yamsuf to get across. Hashem makes for him a Kriyas Yamsuf. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the day we read the Akedah Vayivakei Atzei Oila. But for the Beinoni, that he's not zeichet to that he's still sitting on his Aniya, and doesn't know how to be mevatel Hashem to Hashem Yisbarach and to do what Hashem wants from him. And although he hears the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, he wishes to ignore it. And although the Shofar is saying to him, wake up, like the Rambam says, Afol pi shetkiya Shofar gzeiras hakasafi remez yesh boi uru yesheni mishinaschem umitar demaschem. When Yonah is on this boat, comes along the Rav HaChoyva, and he says to Yonah, why are you still sleeping? What's with you? Did you not hear the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Still sleeping? And it's called the Rav HaChoyvel. Choyvel is from a Lashon Chavala, which means like the Malachi Chavala. What's with you? It's going to hurt if you don't call out to Hashem. But the problem is, Vayered Yafoi Umatzanya. Vayered Yafoi, that he went down to Yafoi Umatza Aniya. But there's a certain Yoifi in that Aniya. But he likes it. He's not willing to be Meichel on it. But what happens is, that if he wishes to hold on to that Aniya, and he wants to cross the Yam on a boat like a Benyani should, and he's holding on to that place, and a Benyani who does not do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if he's just a part of a Yid, he's not going to be Nechtav in the Sif and Shal Tzadik into the Rambam unless he does tshuva. So what happens to this boat of Yonah? The Ha'aniya Chashava Li Yishaver. This boat is going to break. There's going to be a shvir in that ani. Hashem is going to break him, because if he's so stubborn not to give in of that ani, Hashem is barach. Not to listen to the calls, to the messages of the other sailors who are traveling with him, who are saying to him, Ma malachtecha umi'ayin tavoy? Who are you? What is it that you do? What is your purpose in this world? May ayin tavoy. Are you going to the place of ayin, which is the opposite of ani? Are you looking to live a life of being mabati yourself, Hashem Yisbarach? If he wishes to ignore the calling of Aseres and Yitshuva, the repeated slichos, the Hashem Hashem Karachem Bachanans, and he's still holding on to that nekuda, which he's not going to be meichel on, then ha'aniya chashva lishaver. And so what happens is that Yonah goes down to the bottom of the boat and he goes back to sleep, and he chooses to remain stubborn and to still fall in his sleep, not waking up. So what happens is that he's thrown off the boat, and it's swim or sink. That's what it is. And he falls into that yam. And he's drowning in those waters. And Hashem throws the Benini into the Yam, which is Gematria Nun, which is the Shai Nun, Shal Tumah. Just like the Yidin and Mitzrayim, that although they didn't quite make it into the Shai Nun Shal Tumah, that Hashem took them out at the Mem Tes Shari Tumah. The Racham HaKadosh tells us, because had they fallen into the Shai Nun, they would never have come out pre-Matan Torah. But now that the Torah has been given, says the Racham HaKadosh, even if a Jew falls into the Shai Nun Shal Tumah, he can come out. He koyach the Torah. And so Hashem takes this Benini and he throws him into this Yam, and he's going to drown in this Yam. But then Hashem sends him a fish, a giant fish, to save him. Then Hashem rescues the Benini. Just b'derech remez, This whole inyan is merumas in the word beinanim. Does anybody know the word in Targum for the word dug? You know what it's called in Targum?
No.
It's called a nuna. It's called a nun. So beinanim means this. Bei in Targum means in. Nun, the fish, yam. It's beinanim. See that? Beinanim. Bei nun yam. In, the fish of the sea. But the fish is called a nun. It goes into the yam, which is the matriya nun, and into the fish, which is called the nun. That Hashem sent him the ha'ara of this fish, a ha'ara from the shar nun, the kedusha, to save him as a gift, not because he deserves it, as a gift to rescue him from the turbulent waters of the shar nun of tum, from the be'er shachas. Find a very similar tzura by Noyach in the Teva. Before we proceed, that we know that there was a Mabul. There was the Yam. Hashem made a Yam on the Yabasha. And here, there were two options for Noyach. There was the Teva, which was the boat, but there could have been an even better option for Noyach. What would that have been? Anybody? No, in that matzav. I mean, in that matzav in the yam, he could have been rescued by a boat, but there was another way. He could have gone to Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael is like Gushma B'yayim Zam. There was no Babel on Eretz Yisrael. So why wasn't Noyach Zeche to be in Eretz Yisrael? Why did he have to go to a Teva? Teretz is, although Noyach was a tzaddik and he deserved to be saved somewhat, he was a tzaddik, haya, b'dayraisa. Had he been a tzaddik emes, then he would have been zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's called hanaisim bayam darach. He's on the yabasha misaych hayam. But since he was only a tzaddik b'doroisav, he had to go onto a teva. But he was like a tzaddik of the beninim. So he's on the teva, which means he's like a benini. He's on that oniya, but he's on the top level. So he's like the tzaddik of a benini. And the middle level is where the real beninim are. The beninim of the beninim. That's where the animals are. The bnei adam are on top. Then there's the Beinan and the Beinan. And who does Noyach take and he throws out of the Teva? Yonah. Okay? Throws a Yonah out of the Teva. So here, Yonah's in this Yam and he's in the Dug. And what's expected of Yonah at this time? So listen to the following Medrash. Medrash says, Hayayonah b'me'adag shlosh yamim, he was in this fish for 3 days and 3 nights. V'lo yispal, and he didn't daven. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani herchavti le'makom b'me'adag zachar b'chdei shleitzar. At first, Noyach was in a male fish, so that he shouldn't be bitzar. But Hashem says, he's still not davening. So Hashem says, I got to make it more uncomfortable for him. So he's masmin him a female fish, which is pregnant. So he should be bitzar and he should daven. At that time, Zimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adogam Yuberes, and he said, so the female one says to the male one, send him to me, spit it out into my mouth. And if not, I'm going to swallow you up. And that's exactly what happens. And when that happens, miyad kivin libo letzvila. When it got really cramped inside the female fish, he starts to daven. Vayispalu yoyna l'Hashem b'mi hadaga. Nevertheless, v'loinana, he was not answered, ad sheyatzat v'azemi piv, until he said the following words. Asher madarti ashalema. That which I have promised to you, I will keep my promise. And that's when he was spit out to the sea. Out of the sea and onto the dry land. So why is it that the Beinoni is being spit out into the ocean? That he's being thrown off of this aniyah because he's so attached to his anoichias. And he throws him into the sea and the turbulent seas of the Shana and of Tama. And Hashem sends him this fish, which is the Shana and the Kedusha, this Nuna, And Hashem says, this is your gift that I'm making, you have to work for it. What I want from you, says Hashem Yisparach, is to daven, and to daven, but to make a neder. To daven and to make a neder. What that means for us, for Abu Yisrael, we the Beinim, is that what is Yom HaKippur? Yom HaKippurim is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He sends us into that Yam, and He says, sink or swim. And the entire day on Yom Kippur, we could do many things on Yom Kippur. We can go to nursing homes the whole day. If you wanted to do chesed on that day, we can make a seder in Kabbalah, or in Shas and Paiskin that day. The whole day is Muktash L'Tfilah. Muktash L'Tfilah. Not just a day of tefillah, a day of tefillah and tshuva. Tshuva and tefillah with tzedakah. What is the essence of tshuva? It certainly has something to do with nedarim. Because Rosh Hashanah begins with Hataras Nedarim, and Yom Kippur begins with Kol Nidre. And even in Yonah itself, it says that when the boat was rocking back and forth, it says that even those, the sailors on the ship, Vayidru Nidarim, they made Nidarim about it. So what does that mean? We're supposed to make Nidarim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We know from the Gemara we're not supposed to make Nidarim. Nobody makes Nidarim nowadays. It's too costly. It's too scary to make another. So although in Chitzonius and in Halacha we don't take upon ourselves Nidarim, but in Pimius, what does a Nidar mean? We're going to Kitzer. A neder means that a person is makabel upon himself. Something very important to do. And he makes a neder because it takes a lot of strength to do it, and he needs a push. And when a person makes a neder, he draws from that place called Nundar, for that place of the Sha'anun, that he draws down that Ha'ara. Nun Rei, he brings down that Nun, which is the neder. And that Hashem gives him a ha'ar on Yom HaKippurim from the Sha'anun to Kedusha. By making a nether, he makes a keli to be makabalit for the whole year. What that means for us, for Rabbi Yisrael, is that Yom HaKippurim and Aseres Mechuvah is a time for being mispalel, but also making a nether, be makabal upon ourselves, something which will make a difference for the coming year. Something which will really make a difference. And we'll have the siyata b'shamayah to do so. Making a neder, and we're not talking about real nedarim, but making a kabbalah ala asid and being mispal of this combination brings down a siyata b'shamayah that a person should have. But it shouldn't just mean just another year, chas v'shalom, but a year that he looks back and he says, I grew in this inyan, I conquered this inyan, what's going to be the next year? Mamash feel a chiyas from year to year. And this is the answer to the two questions. Ma malachtecha u'mi'ayin tavoy. Ma malachtecha is the neder. What's going to be different this year? Or may ayin tavoy, that tefillah, that bitul lifnei Hashem, that turning that ani into ayin, in that direction tavoy. This is the inyan of Yom HaKippurim. Another remez here. Just aga. That Yonah is thrown into the sea because he refuses to go to Nineveh. So Yonah goes into where? He goes into the Yam. But in the Nun of the Yam. So when you put Yonah into the Nun, what do you have? What happens when you take the letter Nun and you put it into Yonah? What does it spell?
Nineveh.
So immediately Yonah leaves the Daga, Vayakam Yoina, Vayelicha Nineveh. He thought he was running away from Nineveh, but he went exactly to Nineveh. Which is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is in Halacha. Why do we read Sefer Yonah on Yom HaKippurim? Because if a person thinks that in his lifetime he's going to run away from his mission in his life, going to be Mekayim's mission. It's no running away from your mission. We can be Ayin, Or we could be ani. We could be ani about it and be stubborn, to which Hashem says, "Chashva ha'ani al yishaver." Or we can give in. And it's really good to give in. It's really good to be in that place called Ayin. Me Ayin Tavoy. Vayakam yoyna vayelechamim. What's fascinating to note, Rabbi Yisrael. Anybody know who this Melech Ninveh is? We have a machlaikis. By Kriyas Yamsuf, which is what we're talking about, Hanesim Bayam Derech, that when Paro the Chaloi, when they went into the Yamsuf, what happened to this Paro? One opinion says Paro drowned. Another opinion says, no, Paro became Melech Ninveh. Now this is a difficult question. Right? It's Mamish Min HaKatza LaKatza. Either he died, drowned in the sea, or he became the Melech of Ninveh. But right away you see a connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and Ninveh. But really, Eilu Eilu Devele Kimchai. Paro died. Paro died. But what's the whole secret of Kriyas Yamsuf, like we said before? Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz La Asilavai. This is Tchias HaMesim in the Yamsuf. So who was Eichet Tchias HaMesim in the Yamsuf? Who was Eichet Tchias HaMesim? Paro was Eichet Tchias HaMesim. He died. But he was Eichet Tchias HaMesim and he became Melech Ninveh. So here comes Yonah, after experiencing his own Kriyas Yamsuf, albeit in a Benyan Idigoway. And he comes before Paro, and Yonah has a message for him. He says, yeah, I know this message. I know what this is all about. I know a little bit about Naisim Bayom Derech. This tshuva. Chazal said, you know why he was zeichet to this Tchias HaMesim? Because he said 2 words, maybe 5 words, in Mitzrayim. Anybody know? Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami HaRasha. That in that moment before he was about to drown, came those words that he had just a shtickle of tshuva of Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami HaRasha, and it pulled him out of the Yamsuf and he was Zeichet Tchias HaMesim. It's Mama Shapella. That a Rasha like Paroi, by declaring Hashem a tzaddik, that even though he's not a tzaddik, but if he at least declares that Hashem is a tzaddik, he's Eichet Tchias HaMesim. He's Nechtav V'Sifan Shal Tzaddikim. Hello. Can imagine that how many times throughout davening, throughout our lives, are we Mekadashim Shemayim when we say Hashem a tzaddik, Hashem a tzaddik. How many times do we say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Tzaddikim Anachtav V'Lo Yechatanu? We don't say tzaddikim anachdu v'lechatana, aval anachdu v'avasin echatana. V'lo yishav alonu, v'ata tzaddik al kol ha'ba'alinu, ki emes asisiv anachdu v'sham. That even if we're Rishayim, if we say this formula, especially on Yom HaKippurim, how it can pull a person out of that sharnon wherever he finds himself. And this is Pshat, which we say in davening on Shabbos. We say, V'nir paru v'chelu b'yamsuf. Nir means that Hashem stirred them. V'nir is also a lashon of narus. That Hashem gave him back his chiyus. Tzchadish kanesher nireichi. He gave him back his chiyus, this paru. Paru is the paradigm of Tchias HaMesim. How every Jew, no matter how big of a rasha he is, it's a kal v'chaymer. Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim because of a kal v'chaymer. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? He says, "Hey, Bnei Yisrael, lo shamu alai, ve'eich ishma'ini paroi." Paro is the yisod of that whole kal v'chaymer. So if that's true, when Bnei Yisrael were in Shiva Mitzrayim, they couldn't leave. Alachas kama v'kama. On the other way around, the midah toiva is much, much greater. That from Paro we learn a kal v'chaymer to show that every yid will come out of the yitzias Mitzrayim, b'zeichet to b'nechtav, b'nechtav m'sifin shal tzadik. B'nir paro v'chelo b'yamsa. just read in last week's Parsha, two Parshas ago. I'm going to conclude with this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yiva shamayim hi. That the Torah is not in Shemayim. V'lo me'ivir layom hi. It's not across the sea. So says the Targum Yerushalmi, Lo yiva shamayim hi araisa. The Torah is not in the heavens. L'meimar halavai. Havilan chag k'moshe. By the way, halavai is the osios Eliyahu. It goes up. Halavai, havilan chad kamoshe neviya. Halavai, there should be somebody like Moshe. The yasek the shmaya. The yase yasalan. That he should go up to Shemayim and to bring us the Torah. V'nishmi yasek kudai ben avad yasalan. We should be able to do it. Halavai, there should be somebody in our generation like Moshe. Don't say that. V'loy me'ivir layom rabba. Ki do reisa. And it's not me'ivir layom that you should say halavai. Again, Eliyahu. Havilan chad kiyoina. That we should have somebody like Yonah, denachis la'um koyom arava, that he went to the depths of the ocean, v'yesei yasalan, v'nishma yas b'koyda v'navinon, that he brought a Torah out of there. It's a peladika thing. There's a Torah which can be brought down from Shemayim, which you need a Moshe for, and there's also a Torah which there's a Yonah for, that he goes so low that he brings out Torah. And you know that Yonah had a tchias amesim himself, by who? Eliyahu Navi. He was a child that Eliyahu was Machiah. Yonah himself is the source of Tchias HaMeis. Which is teaching us, Rabbi saying, that there's two types of Torahs to be Megal in this world. There are the people in this world, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that they live a life, Bekedusha V'Tahara, and their davening is Mamish from the highest, and their Torahs from the highest, and they learn Bekedusha V'Tahara, and they go to that place, and they're Zeichen, they bring down Torahs into this world. But then there are simple Yidden like us, that we live amongst the Gaim in Washington Heights. We have to listen to their music, and smell their weed coming from the windows, and listen to their nivel peh. But there's a Torah to be found there too. There's a Torah to be found there too. This is the Yoina which is thrown into the Karaba, into the deep, deep seas. That the Yonah who says, when he's asked, Ma malachtecha, me'ayin atra, he says, Ivri anoichi, Be'es Hashem aloki ha'shamayim ani yarei, before it became popular. He said, Rabbi Meiselman used to say this in Tomo, he said, look at the answer that he's giving. What do you do? Ma malachtecha, me'ayin tavo. He could have said, I come from Yafo, and I'm a shoemaker. What did he say? You know what I do? I do Yerushalayim. And you know where I come from? I come from Hashem. I'm a piece of Hashem. He didn't say it exactly like that. It's my Chassidish way to say it. Ma malachtecha u'me'ayin tavoy. What I do is I'm a Yorei Shemayim, and I come from Hashem. I'm a chiyadak alakam imam. If a Jew lives by that, in the Karaba, he's zeichet to chidushei Torah. He's zeichet to a lebedik alive. That even though he may be physically in the shar nun de tuma, in that yam, he zechet to that ha'ar from the shayna. But halavai that we should live a life of nedarim, to live a life of tefillah, to be able to make the kalim, to be able to be zechet to that shayna of tumah, that it should be a meaningful year of tshuva. Because this is the combo for tshuva. It's the Kabbalah ala asid, and that taking that ani, and turning that into an ayin, and asking Hashem for siyat to the shemaya, because like we said before, that the yam is a very mysterious place, and it's very hard to navigate through a yam, to find that derech. We need a lot of siyat to the Shemayim, man. But it's this time of year between Hashem and Kippur that Hashem is determining how many drachim in the yam of life that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make for us. And when we have a shiloh this way, so the right or to the left, every single day and every single tekufa in life, to have that siyat of the Shemayim. People to know which is the derech to the Eitz HaChayim. If we identify ourselves like Yonah did, as Elokim ani Yarei, that my malach is Yerushalayim, like we said before, that this whole Torah is about Yerushalayim. And this whole Torah is about what you're going to read in this expression, Hazinu ki chelek Hashem amoy, that every single person is a neshama. And to not to forget that although we walk around the streets and we look like them and we dress like them and everything like them, we speak their languages and we can't say about us like we said in Mitzrayim, Shaloshinu b'shoinam, Shaloshinu shemam, Shaloshinu mabusham, we're over in all of them. But that was before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, even if we fall into the Sha'anun, if we machazik ourselves in this inyan, and we read Yonah on Yom HaKippurim, and we take that with us the entire year, it's Elokim Ani Yorei, that I'm a Yorei Shamanat who I am, and I'm a peace in Hashem Yisparach, that will give us chizik, not just between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, which we're holding now, to be nechtav, v'nechtav, v'sefer chayim, but to live a life of Sefer Chaim, a lebedika life, a chaim dika life, a chaim dika life, a atzim adikim, a shem alchechim chayim v'chamayim. We should all be zeichet to that type of a life, and without to be zeichet to the chay achad, to be a skoyer tzadik, and we have a meinu.
Amen. Yuvachin tzadikim, uvachin tzadikim, yeyeru ve'yesmacho. Ayuvachin tzadikim, uvachin tzadikim, Misharim yalezu, ay vachasidim berina ya gilu.
Yeah.
sharim yalai zu ay ba gazit ben in ya gil me sharim ay sharim yalai zu ay ba gazit
ay one more time
ay ya yo in za de kebu in za de ay ye lu be yes ma khoy ya yo in za de kebu in za de ay ye lu be yes ma khoy ya be sharim sharim yalai zu
Everybody.